نائب ان شاء الله. I hope Mufti Saab is in. Hazrat Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Thursday morning, Mufti Saab. A question here is your mother's brother your mahram?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. And jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Before we come to the query, few items of importance. Today, the rand dollar is at 17 rand 10 cents. So our rand is getting stronger and stronger, it seems. So that's a good sign. However, the Minister of Finance yesterday said, what is stunning the growth here in South Africa? He said illicit trade. Now the examples they give are terrible examples, but anyway, he said the illicit trade in alcohol and illicit trade in cigarettes and so forth. As far as Islam goes, alcohol is totally haram. Even one drop of it is haram. And as far as cigarettes go, also is not permissible. So therefore, we should not confuse issues. In Islam, to buy, sell, smoke, all these things, vape, all that, not permissible. Second thing, in South Africa, in the schools, and that they're facing a huge problem and a scourge, and that is that of bullying, the teachers bullying the students bullying one another. So you see, once you, the ANC, you abolish the death penalty, and then you abolish corporal punishment and so forth, so then your discipline, everything is gone. Every second thing you'll do is upside down. If you go to Cape Town and the Cape Flats and so forth and Guguletu and that, you will find now in the past 24 hours, 12, 13, 14, 15 people killed. And it's like becoming a daily occurrence, you know. It's not a war zone, but it seems like a war zone. So the question we have to ask Cyril and his cabinet and all of them, what your defense force is sitting and doing besides sitting on their laurels and playing with their fingers and phones and all these things, yeah? Why don't you deploy the South African Defense Force and army there? So at least the lives of people can be saved and so forth. The DA won't worry about black lives and all that. We all know that. They're only interested in the whiteies. It's a racist party, a Jewish party and so forth. So we need to be very clear on all these issues and so forth. Zeller, Helen Zeller said they support Israel. So how the hell can anybody in his right mind support Israel in their genocide, ethnic cleansing and war crimes and so forth? But that is the reality. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So my mother's brother, my mamaji, you see that in Arabic Khan. So my ma sabrur. So remember 100% he is a mahram. So now you must remember like my sister and my mamaji. So my mamaji, that is my mother's brother, will be my sister's mahram. 100% that is, across the board, all four schools will agree. So you want to go for Umrah, you want to travel overseas with your mamaji, with your mother's brother, totally permissible. Obviously, provided that there's no fear of any hanky-panky business. You know, today not every uncle is a good uncle. You get some rotten apples also, Allah protect us all. But in principle, yes, he is a mahram and you can travel with him.
Mufti Saab, is it correct to say that the Qadianis are kafir like the majority of the Shia?
100%. Qadianis are 100% kuffar. You must remember that. I told you the incident of Hazrat Allama, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawwarallahu barqadahu. When I went to Karachi, 74, in the beginning of the year, then that same year, on the 7th of September, a unanimous decision was passed, you must remember, by the Pakistani government, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, and Hazrat bin Nuri had to take the credit because he was the Amir and he spoke to King Faisal and Rabita Alami Islami and all the Arab ulama basically passed the verdict. Qadianis, quickly I give you a story. Yesterday I received a call also from Zurich, Arif Bai from Zurich, Switzerland, you see that. So I told him, Arif Bai, take me around, I want to see Zurich. So he took me, so I saw a place. And I said, here to masjid, he just stop here. He said, no, masjid nahi hai. It's not a masjid. I said, what you mean not masjid? He said, no, this is an Ahmadi center. Now, when they use the term Qadiani, Qadiani is a place name. And Ahmadi Center, they refer to the Ahmad Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. So, quickly, three things I tell you. So, I told him, just stop here. You want to come, don't come, it's up to you. Then, eventually, he came. As soon as you enter, you will see, Sir Zafrullah Khan's photo, snap and image there. You see that? And then I went on top there and I spoke to them. They were two Pakistani brothers. I didn't tell them that. I just told them I'm a tourist and so forth. And I saw this masjid. And for your information, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you must remember in Switzerland, masajid word minaret is not allowed. They say it's a political statement. You can build masjid if you get permission, but no minaret. You know, like that tower on top and so forth. But this one has it. So anyway, you must remember, so I went there, I told him, ye kitab mujhe pasand hai, this one I like, but all Arabic books. So I told him, I don't think that you all understand this book. They say, humko samajh mein nahi aati. You see, Pakistani, two of them. So I took all those books there, and I still got it, you must remember. So all what to do with Qadianis. So Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi la'na la'natullah alayhi, he says, I receive wahi in various languages. You see, Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِ. Anbiya receive messengers, a message for wahi, revelation, and message from Allah in the language. One, but he says in all languages, English, Urdu, Arabic, all. So pakka shaitan harami is one. Go to Britain, go to London, and where they have big, big museums there. Go and see when Britain were running the show there in India. So they have a whole section on that, and his name is there. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. You see that? He said, the loyal servant to the British Empire, to the Raj. You see that? For 200 years they were ruling India. And they are the one who stole the most from India, the Kohinoor and everything else, the Haramis. You must remember that. So these are these people. You mustn't think they're good people. Yeah. What America did to the Red Indians, what these British did to them, what Churchill did there. So the real genocide and so forth and so on. Pakka haramis these are. And these were the agents. He said jihad is suspended against the British Empire. And they say Jesus is buried there in Srinagar in Kashmir. Anybody who got doubt and shirk regarding the Qadiani, he himself is out of the fold of Islam. As far as the Shias go, you must remember that 99%, 95% are out of the fold of Islam. The only one we can exclude basically are the Zaydis. I read Salat behind the Zaydis in 2000 when we went to Yemen, my brother Yusuf Dokrat, Rahimahullah of Newcastle, and myself, we went, you know, after I resigned in 2000 there, Darul Newcastle. He came to me at night, he said, hey, King, what you going to do? I say, Allah will open me something. I say, come to my office tomorrow. So you say that he had the globe, you know, and there on his desk. You say, which country you want to go? I told him, Yusuf, don't play fools. He said, I'm telling you, I'm serious. We'll go together. I told him, America. He said, fixed up. Then he said, Canada, his brother is there. Then I told him, London. Then he said, you understand that Yemen? I said, why Yemen? He said, no, when he went for Hajj, he saw a lot of poverty. He wants to distribute some money there. I said, very good. Then we go for Umrah. So that is what happened. We went to all these places and so forth. So cut long story short, you must remember there in Yemen, so they have the Zaydis. We have difference of opinion with them, but it is not something that takes them out to the fold of Islam. For example, they believe in all the Sahaba, but they say as far as the greatest Sahabi goes, is first Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. Obviously, we don't agree on that. We say first Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Usman, then Sayyidina Ali. But that does not make them out of the fold of Islam. So we need to be careful and circumspect in that regard. But today, that the Shias in Iran and that they bought half of them over also. You know, money speaks all languages. So if you have a proper Zaydi Shia, that is different. But you can't pass the verdict on that. We pass the verdict on majority Shias, like how Khomeini and them believe. Remember such people, wallahi, they're out of the fold of Islam. I give you a simple reason. If somebody tells you, like Khomeini himself writes, Dead, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Sahaba, 90% of them are non-Muslim, and 5-10 only are left. What you will say? They say, nah, Mother Aisha is not Muslim, she's going to Jahannam. What you will say? And Mother Hafsa is not Muslim. Pakka kafir, we will say. So we need to be very clear on our stance and don't remain on the fence. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major, major offense. Remember that sentence always.
Isab, we went for Hajj in 1995. Are we entitled for refund for the registration from Sahok?
If you went for Hajj and everything, then you went for Hajj, so it's finished now and so forth and so on. So those people who paid Sahok and you didn't go and all that for Hajj, so they are the people who must claim everything from them. But now the matter is gone there. You must remember it will go to Parliament and then all these things will happen. Anyway, those of you who want to go for Hajj and so forth, now there's no waiting list, no nothing. I just told Junaid Mota yesterday, I told you. Isn't Junaid yesterday, I told you? Yeah. I told you, Junaid Mota, register. Take your other half. He calls his wife the other half. And register and go for Hajj and so forth. And so everybody just register. Your name will be in the list, inshallah. And the Ministry of Hajj, they said by January 4th, everybody who's going for Hajj, you must be registered. So now you must remember these kind of things here. So me, these kind of things, don't ask me. Me, I'm not an agent. I will just give you the news, views, interviews, and so forth. But you contact your agents and so forth and so on. And today, this Epic Travel and Gatwick Travel and all of them, they'll come on air. Mona Zahid will interview them, inshallah. And tomorrow is nikah announcements. Those of you who got nikah, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, South Africa, Africa, anywhere, London, New York, they're getting married, just send us the nikah announcements. We're not coming for the nikah. It's just to revive the sunnah, a'linun nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid. Announce the nikah and perform the nikah ceremony in the masjid, in the mosque. So the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So send it to Junaid Mota now. 084-786-3132. Irrespective of whose nikah it is, as long as it's Muslim, we will announce it, insha'Allahul Aziz. So therefore, for Hajj also, my message to you, you perform Hajj, you didn't perform Hajj, now you want to go with your wife, you want to go with your second wife, you want to go with your mother, go, remember that. And inshallah, nothing to do with Sahuk. Sahuk is janazah finished. It's just a burial left. You must remember, we're going to put the final nail in the coffin, inshallah. And you all have to go via nusuk. You see, me, I sit quietly here and tell you. And all of us who want to go for Hajj, we want to go for Umrah, we want to go to Diyar-e Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the Mubarak, blessed city of Medina Munawwara, keep on reading Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. You see, so read it, Ya Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Medina also will come in, inshallah. Verily, Ya Allah, you are Tawwab, you accept the Tawbah and repentance and very, very merciful. Never become negative with Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Always remain positive. Things go our way, alhamdulillah. Things go against us, still alhamdulillah. But add these few words, alhamdulillah ya la kulli hal. Ya Allah, we will praise you and continue praising you in all cases and circumstances. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif.
Mufti Sahib, what dua can be read for an eye that is blurred, losing sight in one eye, and what sunnah remedy can be used?
Remember that for your eyes, and you have glaucoma, and you have glaucoma, I know very well because my mother-in-law had it and she went completely blind with both eyes. So she spent the last 8-9 months here by us and she passed away here also. Allah gharika rahmat for my Allah grant her, my father-in-law, Jannat al-Firdaus. Somebody sent me a message there yesterday. They say in Stenger, your father-in-law was playing cricket there for the Stenger team. You see, that O.V. Muhammad. So a very pious person he was. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. You should read from the Quran, chapter 50, okay? And verse 22, فَكَشَفْنَا أنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. I read it after every salat, Fajr time also this morning, Alhamdulillah I read. And then we blow, you must remember, on our thumb and we say, Ya Nuru, Ya Nuru. You know I'm wearing specs for how many years now? 60 years or so. So remember that we must keep on reading, Ya Allah, give us Nur, Nur. Why? The entire Quran Sharif is Shifa. Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17, verse 82, in the 15th Subara. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 82. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَىٰ. And we reveal this Quran Sharif, and it is Shifa. So read Surah Fatiha and blow. Read, you understand, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, and all these things there. And read Ya Nuru, and inshallah, take honey also, you understand? So some people got, I know of some people, they got so much yakin, they take small portion of honey and they just put on their eyes and all that. So remember, that's not mentioned in the hadith, but Quran says, you must remember, it is shifa in honey and so forth. So drink some water, put some water on your eyes and all that. Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you make with zamzam, Allah Jalla wala will make it a reality, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So many things we can do, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I have been fitted with a catheter due to an operation. Can I go to the masjid with the urine bag?
My advice to you, brother, will be that all your salats read at home. When it comes to Jummah Salat, you know what time the Adhan goes, what time the Khutbah goes, and so forth. So make sure you clean yourself up properly and everything else, and you camouflage it. Not that everybody sees that bag and everything and so forth. And then you go. But if there's fear of you polluting the masjid and so forth, then rather read your Zuhr Salat at home and so forth. And you'll be considered as ma'zoor, as people who have a valid excuse. So I would not advise you to go every day to the masjid and so forth with a bag and all that, because sometimes it is incontinence and so forth. You don't have control over your urine. And so now imagine you pollute the masjid, and the people also just wait for this kind of incidents. You know our people, their mentality. So remember, there'll be no sin upon you. And you must ask Allah, what are you going to read, my brother? What you going to read, my sister? This catheter, Allah. First two, three du'as you must read is this. Read now with me, all of you. The entire ummah listening. Read. Authentic all this year, whatever reading. Number one, hadith in Abu Dawood and Sunan Nasai and hadith in Sahih, authentic hadith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. You see that? So we should ask Allah daily. Second one, this is hadith Sahih, Abu Dawood, Sunan Nasai. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ibn Majah, various compilations. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. Ya, not haram. Haram Sharif is Makkah, Medina and all that. So this is with a ha, not with a ha. So remember, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haram. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from muhtaji. Don't make me muhtaj, dependent on people. Even a toilet, I have to go with somebody. I can't even stir, you understand? The tea, coffee, whatever we are drinking. So we become a burden and dependent on people. Don't make us of that, Ya Allah. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika, Ya Rab. And always ask Allah for yourself, your children, your spouses, your parents. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, we ask of you forgiveness. We are sinners, Ya Allah. Wal-afiya, afiya, afiya, safety, comfort, protection. From min kulli su wa makruh, from all harm and evil, regarding my dunya, worldly matters, regarding my dini matters, my religious and matters and affairs in the year after. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dini wa dunya wal-akhirah. First the deen, then the dunya, and then the year after. Now you, my brother, you got all this catheter business and so forth. and is very uncomfortable and painful also. So Allah protect us. So read the dua. Chapter number 21, Surah Anbiya, in the 17 Jews, 17 Subara, verse number 83. The dua of who? Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. He was ill and sick 18, 19 years. Muddatun Madida, a long period. Yesterday I was there, had a good discussion with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, my honorable Ustad. He said, aapki umar kitni hai? I say, Hazrat Umar 70 saale Islami hisab se. So 70 years Islamically. I was born in Ramadan. He looked at me and smiled. I told him, Angrezi hisab 68, you see. So you must remember, Arsat Sal, so you must remember that. So that is 68. So, okay, very good. So you must remember this year. So we must always beg Allah. Allah give us long life. What afiyat, what izzat, what iffat, you see. Afiyat, safety, comfort. And izzat, what honor. And iffat, we lead a pure and a chaste life. So these are things we must beg. So now you got real problems, catheter and cancer and this and that. So read. Anni massaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this calamity, this catastrophe, this disaster has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Wa haliya. Whilst you alone exclusively, you Allah, arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that abundantly. Chapter 21, verse 83, dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. In the 17 Jews, 17 Supara, and give out charity daily. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood in his Marasil. Give out charity for the people who are sick. This is voluntary charity. Give Tom, Dick and Harry and Tom, Dick and Mary also. So give poor Muslims and give poor non-Muslims. We go for Fasalat now to Masjid Muhajirin and Ansar. My brother Muhammad Khan comes with his big Porsche, you know. So these guys, they're already waiting for us. You see that tomorrow we go graveyard, inshallah. They're already waiting. They're with the graveyard, Maulana. They even know his name. They say Mr. Khan. How they know he's Mr. Khan? Because they see he comes there by his parents' graves. So Mr. and Mrs. Khan, what you think? These guys are all sharpshooters. They will take your name also because they know you come to this grave here. You see that? So and they're waiting there, you know. So Allah, so anyway, give them 100, 200, 500, 10, whatever you want to give. So through that, Allah will remove all the calamities and give shifa to all those who are ill and sick. And make our khatima ending on iman also. All this is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad.
Mufti Sahib, please explain what is Musabbah-e Ashara.
So you must remember that Musabbah-e Ashara is you take all the surahs and all the du'as that start with Sabbaha, that start with Yusabbihu, that start Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. This morning I told you that you got in Surah Hashar, Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa fi al-ard. So that is in the past tense, we sing and we glorify the greatness, the majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And then you find in the present tense and future tense, tomorrow Jumu'ah, tonight Jumu'ah. So read Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, 11 verses. So yusabbihu lillah. So it means that the 10 things, 10 surahs or 10 du'as and all that, that start with Subhanallah. Like how you got in the ending of Bukhari Sharif, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. So it's a very broad connotation that you must remember, Ji.
Mufti Sahib, I'm going for a proposal this weekend. When viewing the person that I wish to marry, what does Sharia allow?
So remember, you are a male, so you're going for a samosa run. If you're going to Cape Town, it's a cook sister run. You see that? And if you're going to other places, you're going there to Bangladesh or you're going to Mozambique, then they'll give you some machi. You understand? Machi, sabse achi. You see, fish is the best, they say. They love fish, these Bangladeshis and all. So anyway, so you're going, my brother. So first thing, remember, you can't be alone with that lady there. Her father must be there, or her brother must be there, and whoever. لا يخلون رجل بمرأتين إلا وثالثهما الشيطان. Hadith is sahih. Go open Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. There's never a time when a male, that is a strange male, and a strange female, they're alone, then the third party is shaitan, is Satan. We used to hear from Hazrat Hazrat Jalalabadi, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawarullah Marqadah, you say that agar is taraf Hasan Basri ho aur dusri taraf Rabia Basriya ho tab bhi wahan ye jaiz nahi. They both waliullahs and so forth, but if they're alone, it's not permissible in privacy, you see. So where we come from. So that's first thing. Second thing is this, that you must find out that which ulama, they have contact with this lady and her family and so forth. You must ask them that where they read Salat and so forth, that is the father, brother. Ask her that this lady, this few questions, what's her age? Number two is where she wants to live. She wants to live with mother-in-law or she wants to live separate? So obviously 90% they will say separate. And then ask her when you want to get married, if things go out smooth and so forth and so on. And then ask her that now after marriage and so forth, you're going to use pill and all these things there. So today our young girls, they get married. Then Junaid Mota, they don't want to get pregnant. They say, no, we got long life still. What, we're going to get pregnant in the first 9 months and first year? We must have a long honeymoon, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Then we will think about children. You see, all this is shaitaniyat, you must remember. It's the kufr ideology. It came into our brains and our head. Day and night we're watching TV. We're watching the playing with the phone. We're TikTok and TokTik and all this nonsense. You must remember that. So the name is Bilal, but Bilal thing is like Bali. And Maryam thing is like Mary. In Islam, there's no such thing like that. And get now, yesterday I sent a message to somebody, one of our connections. So they say their son is fixed up. I say, get married quick, before Ramadan. Get married. You see that? No delay business and all these things. The delay, at the taswifu min ash-shaytan. Procrastinating. Naki TVI, they already fixed the boy and the girl. You say, no. Next year, after 6 months, 1 year, we'll keep the nikah. What haram business this? Day and night, they will be speaking on the cell phone, sending messages. What Quran says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. It's something obscene, indecent. So let that basic questions. Guys like us, I don't know about you, Junaid Mota, but of myself, I can say that I saw my Fatima, my Poppy, and that, you see, that I just looked at her and no words, no nothing. I said, tomorrow we get married. Now, I can't tell you to do that. You will tell me that was the prehistoric time. You understood? So this type of thing. They said, no, you can't get married tomorrow. I said, okay, next week. They said, no, get married in Shawwal. I said, alhamdulillah. So we married on 10 Shawwal, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha 10 Shawwal. Allama Mullah Ali Qari mentioned it in Mirqat and so forth, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif. So get married quick. No house, no nothing. We go stay in the hotel day in Sadr, in Karachi, Maulana. So I lock my wife up from outside. I say, you don't open the door for anybody. The only time you open the door, if the hotel catch fire. You just sit still here, you know, understood? Go look for a house, go look for organized visa, and look for all the burden and all the pots and pans and all these things. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, you see, and never miss one period, you know. My hadith career, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy, Mishkat Sharif, and then 10 kitabs we did in final year, you know, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Mutta Malik, Mutta Muhammad, Tahawi, and Musnad Abi Hanifa. No madrasa in Pakistan would teach Mustad Abi Hanifa, but we had one old teacher, Maqasim Sema's teacher in 1937, and Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Aturani. You know the old man who passed away, they took out his profile now. It's his teacher. Now you can imagine, I'm studying by him, 79-80. So he wrote that letter to Maqasim Sema and all that. That's how I got job there. So with Allah's help and so forth. So you must remember this, that not once we miss any, even one period we didn't miss. And I was married and so forth. But today you see the students, how they miss them. Hey, teacher, you understand? You can't learn hadith like that. You must give your life for Quran. You must give your life for Sunnah. You must give your whole life waqf. You see that 60 years our shop in Heidelberg, not one day I knew which is the key of the shop also. You understand? I'm not interested in all this nonsense. You understand? Let me go study the deen and all. So Allah Ta'ala accept, Allah reward our parents, our teachers, our mamaji, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadu. So that is what you must bring up your children, teach them these things. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, can I kiss my wife before going for Salah?
Kiss her, no problem, but it depends where you want to kiss her. In this day and this age, it's another story, you know, Mawlana. Yeah. Maybe just give a peck on the neck, you see. Hadith, right? Hadith in Tirmidhi. Now, listen properly, Junaid Mota. Inna Nabiya Salah. Who's reporting? Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. Mother Aisha says, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabbala ba'da azwajihi summa yusalli walam yatawadda. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed some of his wives and then read salat and never made wudu. So Urwa was there, Urwa bin Zubair. His father's name is Zubair. His mother's name is Asma. Asma is the eldest sister of Sayyida Aisha. So Sayyida Aisha is his khala, his masi, his mother's sister. So what he said, Urwa, to his masi, Ma hiya illa anti, o anti. When I used to teach this hadith in Darul Uloom, I used to teach, translate that. He said, O anti, it's nobody else but you he used to kiss. Fadwahikat, and she smiled. So 100% permissible. But don't kiss all funny places. Just kiss on the lips, lucky lips, or kiss on the cheek like that and that. And say, Popi, I'll see you after Salat. Like that is okay. But Shafi say, you must make wuzu. Remember, there's no kissing business. Hanafis and them say permissible. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.